from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Topping a report this hour as New Jerseyans continue to tighten their purse strings due to economic uncertainty and high costs. Many are looking to their backyard for summer fun, according to a new Stockton University poll.
Nearly half of residents did agree that there are adequate, affordable recreational activities in their area. Just over one-third, 35%, disagreed with that statement. Nearly the same rate at 32% said they have had to avoid certain recreational plans this summer due to costs.
Head of research Alyssa Maurice says the poll reveals 53% of New Jerseyans indicate the economy or costs have impacted their decisions about traveling this summer. New York Attorney General Letitia James is securing a court order to block the Trump administration from dismantling the Department of Health and Human Services.
James led a coalition of 19 other attorneys general, including those in New Jersey and Connecticut, in suing the administration in May. This after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced he was restructuring the HHS, which led to the firing of 10,000 workers and the collapsing of several agencies. The lawsuit argued the move, which affected departments like the FDA, CDC, Head Start, and the World Trade Center health program, put lives at risk and left crucial systems in chaos. A federal judge Tuesday ruled to block the layoffs while the case proceeds. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A six-year-old Wayne man is in trouble for allegedly harassing a young employee and then threatening a manager with a knife at a local Outback steakhouse. Khalil Bacco is charged with terroristic threats, aggravated assault, harassment, and three weapons offenses. Bacco was arrested on similar charges back in 2020 for threatening pizzeria staff. He wound up being sent to prison after a weapons offense conviction. Here are the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand, and we'll get sun to end the week. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A bit muggy tonight, as it turns out mostly clear. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. A lot of sunshine for tomorrow. There will be some afternoon clouds mix in and the potential for a late day or early evening thunderstorm in spots, any of which could bring some strong gusty winds. Highs will be in the upper 80s to near 90. The humidity will be a little bit lower than today. Clearing later tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65, and then a beautiful day on Friday for the 4th of July with sunshine and low humidity, highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And right now, across the Garden State, Berkeley Heights is 81, Manalapan's also 81, Salem is 82. Good beach weather. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.